You know, I can tell you this. A wise man once told me that the truth does not being questioned, but a lie does not like being challenged. I'll just leave you with that thought.
I just have to say, Mark this morning accused us of being liars. You know, I'm perfectly fine with robust debate and conversation, but when it becomes personal, I have to speak out. And I'm quite disgusted at what Mark said about when us looking down at our feet or passing notes back and forth or deer in the headlights when he brought this up. And then he also accused us of making, I think it was dark of night deals. I resent that remark. And anyone that knows me knows I don't operate that way. Yeah, when I confronted Mark in the hallway at the break in the meeting, I sure wasn't looking at my feet. I was nose to nose with Mark, and I'll do that any day. If he wants to have debate, we can have debate, but don't get personal about it.
Mark Schaefer is on the phone, Sussex County Councilman Mark Schaefer. What's going on,
Good
Mark?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We've been out working this morning for a few hours. I got to give a shout out to Mike Nixon, Dan. God bless Mike Nixon for what he's trying to do to help Trish and her family. That's a tragedy. I was blessed to be able to help Mike a little bit, but I just want to give a shout out to Mike Nixon and give him my personal thanks and gratitude, and God bless him.
Yeah, if you don't know, he got permission, thanks to your help, we got in touch with the landowner where this 5 acres of woods are going to look for the Trish's husband who's been missing, just to help in this situation. Nobody's looked in this woods where he might be. So he is organizing people to go look tomorrow. And if you want to volunteer, you can get a hold of Mike Nixon, 302-381-9001. All you have to do is send him a text, 381-9001. Mark, we replayed your interview that we had a few days ago after this week's council meeting this morning. Is there any update after your appearance on our show to talk about the accommodations tax? Have you learned any more about this issue, this confusing issue?
Yeah, Dan, I've asked for it to be placed on the agenda, and we'll have a discussion. We'll work it out, and we'll figure out, you know, how to move forward. You know, I still feel very strongly that I made a motion on May 25th to continue the abatement of the tax. That motion has not been acted on adversely. It's not been voted to remove the abatement, so the abatement's still in place. You know, I was criticized for not paying attention to the budget, but Dan, let's be crystal clear. The budget was not approved until a month after my vote. So, you know, personal tax are not necessary. We just need to do what's right for the people of Sussex County. That's all I care about. I don't care about anybody's ego or who kicked who, what the semantics of the language is. I suspect the attorneys will work all that out, and I'll let the attorneys do their job. They can figure out what the language says, what the motion said. But I can tell you clearly, Dan, I made the motion, and I want to say very strongly that the intent of my motion was to continue the abatement of that tax.
In the minutes of the meeting, it used the word defer action. In other words, the county administrator said the county could reinstate this, but you voted to defer action on that.
Which means we deferred reinstating it, which means it's still abated. I mean, that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And that's all noise, Dan. Here's the fact of the matter. You know, our small businesses were crushed during the pandemic. They're hanging on by their fingernails. Why in the world would a so-called conservative Republican fiscal hawk impose taxes on our small business people in today's world? And don't even, you know, don't forget, Dan, that Sussex County has no need for additional revenue. We are flush with cash. why in the world would we tax our citizens additional taxes? I mean, if somebody can explain that to me, maybe I need to be hit over the head, but I don't understand why, when we are absolutely flush with cash, we would impose additional taxes on our small business people. And this affects the average working guy, Dan. This malarkey that it only affects out-of-staters is just not true. This is money that's taken away from, you know, this is disposable income that can be spent in our restaurants, at our stores, at our retail stores, at our nightclubs, at our shops, at our grocery stores. You know, this argument that this is all out-of-state money just doesn't pass the sniff test.
Now, you have mentioned that we are bringing in so much more money above what the budget asks for that we may, or you said we should be having a discussion about maybe giving the property tax payers a rebate.
Yeah, Dan, we're going through a reassessment of property values right now. Okay, and people are very concerned about that, and rightly so. And I don't feel that it's appropriate now to be raising taxes on anybody. And I've said very vocally over the past year that we have such a robust stream of revenue in today's world that we should be talking about giving a real estate tax rebate to the citizens of Sussex County, not talking about increasing their taxes and trying to wordsmith talking points to justify tax increases.
Well, you, they're all Republicans. Are you a man alone on this? I know Cindy Green is probably an ally of yours, but why wouldn't, this is a very Republican thing, right? Let's not overspend. Let's give the people their money back. What's wrong with this? This is very normal Republican thing to say. Let the people have their money. If we're taking too much, give some back, right?
Well, you would think so, Dan.
All right.
You know, I can tell you this. A wise man once told me that the truth does not being questioned, but a lie does not like being challenged. I'll just leave you with that thought.
Mark Schaefer on the line here this morning. Thanks, Mark, for joining us. As always, a direct line to the citizens. All right, the Dan Gaffney Program, Delaware 105.9. Good morning. We are live today with Councilman Doug Hudson on the phone. Doug, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. There's been some chatter from a fellow councilman of yours, Mark Schaefer, about this collection of the accommodations tax. And you did vote in May to defer action on the collection. What is it you wanted to say about this issue?
Well, Dan, I understood completely what the motion was. The motion was to defer action on that specific agenda item. We could have taken action to either keep the suspension on, take it off, but it was unclear what the governor was going to do with his mandates at that point. So I seconded the motion to defer action, clearly not to get rid of the accommodations tax.
But when you defer action, that means it's not reinstated yet. I mean, it says right in the minutes, Mr. Lawson, the county administrator, said that the council could consider reinstating the tax. And then it was voted to defer action on the agenda collection of accommodations tax. So what...
Mark is clearly he doesn't understand. When we suspended the tax was going to be reinstated when the governor lifted his mandates automatically.
Right. Well, the council could consider reinstating the tax, according to the county administrator, and then action on this was deferred, is how I'm reading the minutes, straight from the minutes that are in front of me. What did you think
exactly
it meant?
Exactly. I've read this. I think it meant, and I'm very clear in my mind what it meant. It meant not to take any action at that time.
Okay, so that means how did he get put back in then?
Well, we were going to discuss it because it was very unclear where the governor was going with his mandates at that point.
Right, but how did the tax get reinstated?
It was automatically reinstated when the governor lifted his mandates or the state of emergency. And that
there was no council vote to reinstate, even though you deferred action.
We did not have to vote to reinstate it when we suspended the tax.
It was very clumsy. I don't know who runs this show over there, but it's just very clumsy wording, very confusing for the public to try.
It was very clear to me, Dan.
Oh, well, it might have been clear to you.
I just have to say, Mark this morning accused us of being liars. You know, I'm perfectly fine with robust debate and conversation, but when it becomes personal, I have to speak out. And I'm quite disgusted at what Mark said about us looking down at our feet or passing notes back and forth or deer in the headlights when he brought this up. And then he also accused us of making, I think it was dark of night deals. I resent that remark. And anyone that knows me knows I don't operate that way.
Yeah,
when I confronted Mark in the hallway at the break in the meeting, I sure wasn't looking at my feet. I was nose to nose with Mark, and I'll do that any day. If he wants to have debate, we can have debate, but don't get personal about it.
When he said dark of night, why did you think he was speaking about you?
He accused all of us, I guess the rest of the council. I take it very personally when someone accuses me of wrongdoing or lying or doing something inappropriate. I don't like that one bit. Now, I spent my career with the state police. I was never accused of doing anything like that.
Right. Was there a discussion among council members about reinstating this tax apart from a public meeting?
Absolutely not.
You didn't talk to Riley about it or anybody else, no other council members?
Absolutely not.
You were aware that it was reinstated?
I was aware it was reinstated because when we voted to suspend it, we voted to suspend it until the governor lifted the state of emergency. Very clear.
Right. The other issue that he has brought up is that we are just collecting an extreme amount of revenue above what we have budgeted, and maybe it's time to discuss a tax rebate for the citizens. What do you think of that?
Well, again, I don't think Mark understands this. We have two big buckets of money. One's RTT, real estate transfer tax, and that's where our big surplus is. The taxes on our property taxes that we collect is barely enough to pay the bills. And RTT is it's very specific how RTT can be used. And there are, you know, different buckets of money that, you know, different ways you can spend that money, but it's very specific. And, you know, to say that.
Is one of those ways returning it to taxpayers?
Returning the real estate transfer tax to taxpayers?
Or is one of those ways rebating the people?
I don't know, but I don't think so. You would have to talk to someone like our CFO or John Riley's very good in that, but I'm not.
Right.
But I don't think so.
Is it a discussion worth having or no, giving the taxpayers a rebate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Dan, when this tax was first implemented, it was not a tax on the businesses or on the small businesses. It was a tax on the people that come to our area and use our infrastructure, our roads, our waterways. And there, I think there's five things that money can be used for. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you there?
I hear somebody else in the background.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway,
okay.
And some of those buckets of money that the hotel tax can be used for is things like dredging. I think economic development is one of them, and fixing and repairing things that people use and don't pay tax for. It's not for the local business people, and it's not for people that live here.
there's still, on the text line, there's still a health emergency in place.
I don't know anything about that, but I know that the governor lifted his state of emergency.
Right,
and that meant
we're still under a,
to me.
Yep, but we're still under a what he calls a health emergency.
I don't know anything about that.
All right, this is what I was talking about. No offense to anybody, and this isn't even you, but there's some real loose, either loose note-taking or loose understanding, because if the public were to read the minutes, it reads completely different than the way you're describing it. I mean, you know, it's sort of ambiguous with health emergency or state of emergency. I don't know. It could be interpreted a lot of different ways.
Yeah, Dan, we just have to disagree on that one, because I completely and clearly understood Mark's motion and what the minutes say. I completely understand.
Okay, so what do you think your county administrator meant when he said the council could vote to reinstate?
Well, in that May meeting, the state of emergency was still in effect, and we did not know exactly what the governor was doing or when he was going to release those mandates or the state of emergency.
So why would he say the council could decide?
Yeah, we could decide to take away the suspension of the tax and just reinstate it then, or not take any action at all, or keep the suspension going. We decided to not take any action at all because we didn't know where the governor was going.
And so you think then that means it automatically goes back into collection, that no vote would be needed?
No. That what was said and what was understood completely by me is that when the governor lifted his state of emergency, the tax would be reinstated.
Okay.
Had nothing to do with that motion. We just decided to not take any action.
Text line question. This is somebody listening. Point blank, what was the language used when the accommodation tax was suspended at the county? Was it supposed to be automatically reimplemented at the point when the state of emergency was lifted?
That is my understanding, correct. Yes. I don't know the exact wording. I don't have it in front of me, but absolutely, that's my understanding.
Question for Mr. Hudson on the text line. With the influx and overcrowding and the amount of houses being built in Sussex, how can there be just enough money from transfer taxes just to pay the bills?
Not transfer taxes, property taxes.
Right, but with all
We collect our property taxes, and 90% of your property taxes go to the state. We collect, I think it's $16 or $17 million in property taxes per year, and that keeps us running.
What do you think should happen to this excess transfer tax money that that we're getting right now? What do you think we should do with it?
Well, our CFO, Gina Jennings, has it spelled out very, very clearly and out 10 years out. Because we have to face facts. RTT is not going to last forever. And that money is budgeted out. I think she has it budgeted out 10 or 15 years and using it in different things. There are specific things that money can be used for.
I've been here
2.5 years or almost 3 years now. And there's so much to understand and so much to learn about the budget and about how the county functions. And I'm just now starting to get my feet on the ground and feeling very confident about, I'm very tight with money. I'm very, very conservative with money. But it's tough to get in here. You jump right in, and it's hard. It's not easy.
Doug, I appreciate you coming on, saying what you wanted to say about Mark and this whole issue. Is there anything else before we let you go? You get the last word.
Well, Mark says he wants to have a debate, not this Tuesday coming, but the following Tuesday. I believe it's November 9th. Absolutely, I want to be involved in that debate.
All right, very good, Doug Hudson.
Because when I'm being called a liar, and my integrity is being questioned, I'm not going to lay down for that.
Thank you, Doug. Doug Hudson, Sussex County Councilman here at Delaware 1059. Good to have him on the, I will call that the Dan Gaffney Newsmaker line.